This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Farr, Brexit. What do you think about all that stuff?
Man, it's getting a little stranger every day. I was going to talk about that in the week ahead, but might as well go to it now. I mean, I'm not sure I know the latest because I hadn't been in front of TV in the last 10 minutes. Parliament, you know, last week, the British Parliament passed a bill that said that they required the Prime Minister to have a deal before he could exit the Brexit, and if he didn't have a deal, to request an extension. Well, then the Prime Minister's reaction to that is, well, I'll ask them for an extension, but at the same time, I'm going to tell them I really don't want it. And so now there's a potential legal squabble there. I mean, it is really crazy. And all that happens from this, and really what Les was talking about is the uncertainty that goes along with these things, and that uncertainty can be a good thing for mortgage rates in that people shift assets in times of uncertainty to safe investments like mortgage-backed securities, government-guaranteed mortgage-backed securities. And so the elimination of those uncertainties can go the other way as well, because some of that's built in. I mean, some of the benefits we've seen in the market are a result of uncertainty in a lot of different areas. But just looking at the last few days, Dave, we've seen a reversal of 50 basis points or so in price. It's not a lot in rate, but it's a reversal of what seemed like a very good start to last week. But I'll get into each of those weeks. Today, just for a quick update, MBS prices are down a little bit. The stock market was flat last time I looked. No economic data came out today, so not a lot to point to there. But last week, rates ended the week about where they started, but it wasn't a straight line like it has been in the past. It was another volatile week. Good days on Tuesday and Wednesday were offset by a bad day on Thursday, and the bad day on Thursday was a result of, as Les pointed out, some increased optimism about the trade negotiations with China, and added to, maybe reduced some of the negative uncertainty that went along with that trade deal, and as a result, MBS prices fell off and the stock market improved as they shifted assets out of what had been safe investments and back into riskier investments. So it can go both ways. The economic data that came out last week was really some of the more important data that's going to come out during the month, but it caused very little reaction as the focus has been on these other uncertainties. The non-farm payrolls came out on Friday, and it was a bit weaker than expected. Only 130,000 net new jobs were created, which in and of itself isn't bad. 150,000 were expected, so it was a little below expectations. But inside that number of 130 was a whole bunch of government jobs, temporary government jobs for census workers. So really that 130 was weaker, a lower number than its headline. Average hourly earnings did, in fact, rise at a tenth, so that was a good sign for the labor workers out there. Manufacturing data last week that came out showed weakness, whereas the servicing sector data showed strength. That's been an ongoing theme here for a while. Fed speakers on Wednesday last week and a speech by Fed Chairman Powell on Friday didn't do a lot to change expectations for the Fed activity. The Fed, Fed rate cut expectations didn't really move at all, especially the next meeting or two. So a rate cut is the market expects by like 95% that there will be a rate cut next week. Looking at this week's data, a lot of focus is going to be on the European Union as they're holding their meeting on Thursday. The market expects a 20 basis point rate cut and some form of additional quantitative easing where they may be buying more government bonds or possibly even Eurozone stocks. Other central banks are also doing that. On Friday, China, in a small way, made it easier for Chinese investors to. I think banks have to hold less capital now against some of the loans that they're making to investors. And then U.S. Fed on the 18th is, as I mentioned earlier, expected to reduce the Fed funds rate another 25 basis points. Over the last couple of weeks or so, there's been a small amount of change in the expectations for a third rate cut, but really not a lot. I mean, it's still almost 100% rate cut for next meeting, about 50-50 for the one after that, and about 1-3 for the one after that. So the market is really focused on the U.S. Fed as well as other central banks to provide some cushion and ease by easing monetary policy. But as we talked about earlier, Brexit is going to be a big focus for whether or not that uncertainty is going to continue. Is it going to be a mess? And if it is, you know, we might see a push into more, you know, safer assets. And that would be good for the mortgage market. If things do work themselves out, which it's hard to see at this point, it may not be good for the mortgage market. So it's a day-to-day, hour-to-hour situation right now going on over there. So, and it, you know, as you're talking to your customers, if you're an originator, it's just something to let them know is in the market and is a potential reason that their current rate may not be as good as in a week or two, may not be as good as it is today. Maybe better.
Yeah.
the economic data, there's a lot of economic data to come out this week. JOLTS tomorrow, producer price index and 10-year note auction on Wednesday, the consumer price index on Thursday and retail sales on Friday. All that data is going to be information for the Fed at their next meeting on Wednesday the following week. And so as that data is different than expectations, it may have an exaggerated effect on the market because of how it may affect the Fed and their policy-making decisions. So important to pay attention.
For sure. Lots here on the calendar. Looking at it, the JOLTS, you know, tomorrow, and then retail sales, all of it. That's good stuff here. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah,
it's going to be a big week. Yeah. Very, very good. Appreciate you so much. I know you have a busy day planned. It's good to have you on. Thanks for dialing in here to join and share the calendar, economic calendar, for our listeners this week, too. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, man. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex, the Warehouse Lending Division of United Bank, the MBA, the Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, which is a great training platform, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate you being here. Have a great week, and be sure to come back next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.